Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, US President Donald Trump has ordered a total and complete blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers entering and leaving Venezuela. Trump wrote that Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's government had been designated a foreign terrorist organization, which had also engaged in drug smuggling and human trafficking. His remarks come after the US seized an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela last week, a move that was seen as significant given Venezuela's reliance on oil. For more on this now, we're joined by David Smith, The Guardian's Washington DC bureau chief. David, the US has also recently conducted deadly strikes on alleged drug smuggling Venezuelan boats, has significantly built up its naval presence nearby. Where is all of this heading?
That is one of the big questions in Washington right now, and I think no one is entirely sure. I think the Trump administration's hope and intention certainly is that Nicolas Maduro be toppled and replaced by someone more benign. And they have support in that, of course, from some democratic activists in Venezuela, including the Nobel Peace Prize winner. There's some reporting that Secretary of State Marco Rubio in particular and others in the White House hope that would also have a knock-on effect in Cuba as well. And that is part of the strategy here. But ultimately, it's somewhat opaque and mysterious and certainly out of step with Donald Trump's campaign promises about keeping the US out of foreign entanglements and pursuing an America First policy. So it's also a bit baffling and a bit of a head scratcher.
Well, of course, Venezuela, which, as we know, has some of the world's largest oil reserves, their view is that this is Washington stealing its resources.
Yes. And, one thing that sort of sticks in my mind is a couple of weeks ago, there was quite a powerful segment on one of the late night political satire shows on American television, which really drew a lot of parallels with the Iraq war. Certainly some of the arguments in terms of the pretext about weapons of mass destruction, which is how Trump is now trying to describe the drugs allegedly coming out of Venezuela, about some of the ideals of installing democracy, but above all, just the naked motivation of oil here. And I think Trump has, in some of his remarks, talked about, we're going to capture this ship and keep the oil for ourselves. I think there's certainly persuasive arguments that Venezuelan oil is an incentive here, and also a possibility that the US feels more able to act because Venezuela's influence in the oil industry has actually diminished somewhat, and therefore it's less disruptive to global markets and the oil price, and that makes actually Venezuela more vulnerable to this.
Of course, all of this is coming as there's another big story blowing up in Washington today, and this is that extraordinary Vanity Fair article in which President Trump's chief of staff, Susie Wiles, is quoted at some length, painting an unflattering picture, if we can put it that way, of the Trump administration and many of its top officials. What is the latest on that?
Yeah, that's certainly the big palace intrigue in Washington right now. Susie Wiles comparing Donald Trump to an alcoholic in his behavior and acknowledging that at least some of what the Justice Department doing is actually Trump pursuing an agenda of retribution, also having a dig at the Attorney General and the Vice President and others. And I think right now it looks like she will survive. We saw quickly the White House rallying around her and Trump himself defending her. I think, however, members of Congress are taking note of this as evidence of a divide, and it comes at a moment when Donald Trump's popularity is sinking and there are other Republicans feeling emboldened to criticize him over one issue or another. And I literally just came off the phone to a political operative who's known Susie Wiles for her entire career. And his view on this was that there is 0% chance that she did not know what she was doing here. He thinks it was a very deliberate play by her to you know, make a bargain with history and redeem herself when people judge her as a Trump enabler, and that could mean that she walks away from the White House quite soon.
So this the line that has been put about overnight, that she didn't understand that this was for immediate publication. You're saying that's not being bought.
Exactly, yes. I think people who know her say that she's a very experienced, skilled political operative. It's pretty unthinkable that she would sort of naively make these remarks and assume they would not be published. They take the view that it's something deliberate. It's perhaps her trying to redeem herself because she understands the negative impact that the Trump administration is having in all sorts of ways. And it's a signal that she is not long for the White House world, that potentially early next year, perhaps she intends to resign. We shall have to see about that because there's little sign that Trump will actually fire her. You know, he's still been supportive of her. And I think most of her remarks were not quite crossing the line and generally, Trump in his second term has been quite reluctant to fire anybody. He regards that as handing a victory to the media.
Okay, as you say, we'll have to see how that all unfolds. But for now, thanks to David Smith, the Guardian's Washington DC bureau chief, for joining us with that.